this podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
Well, it's Friday. I hope you're ready for the weekend. I know that I am. Can't come soon enough, really. Not that it's really going to change much for me. It never really does. I'll tell you what would change things for me right now is a new proper microphone stand. I don't know what it takes. I see these fancy contraptions that some of these guys have, and I don't even know where you find this stuff. I guess I could get the name off the boom stands down at the station. They have Shure microphones. Shure microphones are very expensive. I got to be honest with you, with all the fanciness down there, and I'm not seeing any difference in sound quality that we get out of this podcast. That being said, there's a big difference, I guess, in that it's not being broadcast. But I don't think it's even that, as I've looked at the sound levels of the files and so forth. Anyway, I would like a nice boom mic, mic boom. This thing that I have here. So they basically, the ones that us amateurs get, it's like a drafting table lamp. Nobody even knows what this stuff is anymore. I'm sounding like a dinosaur. What, a drafting table? Does everybody like draft horses? No, we used to draft plans on it. And now it's all CAD, of course. And coming, a drafting table? Yeah, they had these swing arm lamps. I have two of the lamps here on this table, among others, here in the studio. But then the mic boom is just basically a swing arm lamp with a different attachment on the end to grab the microphone instead of the light head on there. This one is on a, that was really weird. I don't know what I did, but I guess the microphone got tired of me banging around there. I had to restart. It just went, went blank on me. The mic said, I'm not putting up with this. You're going to sit here and criticize me. I've done nothing wrong. All right, let's move on. The reason I brought it all up, if anybody has a lead on some great mic booms, I might be interested. Depends on the cost. Maybe somebody will sponsor the show with a proper mic boom. I give you all the credit on the show for it. All right, let's talk about Travis Kelce a second, shall we? You get this big media thing now. I'm going to get to a little bit more of it maybe here. We talk about Jon Stewart, this nonsense. But the liberal the MAGA world going crazy over Kelce and what's her name? You know, because he just can't stand anything. It's fun and good, the Republican fun police. Well, I can honestly care less, man. I said what I said the other day. It's like I don't watch football anymore because it's everything but football. Even my wife said it. She's like, the football's coming. I don't even know the other team. The 49ers got zero press, right? None. And this is why I don't watch it. Tell me that it wasn't staged that Kansas City was going to win. Tell me that Travis Kelce bumping into Coach Andy Reid wasn't done as part of the show, right? The halftime show bombed. So they're like, hey, Kelce, go – go stir up a little controversy. We've got to make this a decent night. People want to be excited. They want to be worked up. And just watch a ho-hum football game. I don't watch any of it. I watched a little bit of the halftime disaster just because I was walking by and my wife had it on. This is terrible. Whatever you're into, man. Here, let me make a couple of my observations. I don't want to watch Travis Kelce fighting with the coach. It wasn't supposed to be the Travis Kelce show. It wasn't supposed, what's her name? I forget the singer's name. This is funny, right? What's her name? Anyway, whatever. I can't believe I'm legitimately forgetting. I can picture her. I can't think of her name. I don't listen to that stuff. All this stuff. It's all phony. You can't see that? And people, no! Okay. Yeah. Is that even a real romance? I just saw a headline saying, he can't live without her. Oh, okay. I'm going to say they both be just fine without each other. Find somebody better in a nanosecond. I don't know. Then we'll go through the whole breakup thing. Maybe he'll have a meltdown like Kanye did when what's her name left him. Hey, I get it. This is the world we live in, though. We did it to ourselves, fellas. You know, it's like marriage doesn't really mean anything. People don't really want to commit to it. People don't understand what it means to commit to it. oh, I don't get this, I don't get that. That's not what the vow said. The vow said the opposite. You're supposed to stick with each other and not abandon each other when things get tough. But this is how we do it now. Anyway, I'll give you a couple other observations. You know, Travis Kelce showing up in the shiny suit thing, he looked ridiculous. You going to tell me that guy dressed himself? So let's just put this together. He comes out with his pro-vaccine thing. He's doing all the liberal stuff. Yeah, I got my vaccine, so I'm protected. This big, strong, healthy guy who's outside all the time, I'm going to say he probably does not need to be vaccinated. He's not dead, so that's good. He didn't seem to have any adverse reactions, and maybe they didn't even really give him the real one. We don't know. How can you believe anything about this fake story, every bit of it? And by the way, it wasn't so much the goofy suit that he was wearing. It was the bag and the shoes. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, look, very simply, I'm a very simple guy. I'm like, those aren't men's clothes. Now, I ask myself, why would there be this move to one sex? And it's great for industry, right? I've said this before. Do you realize what the problems that gender creates for AI? And why should we have to create men's clothing, women's clothing? Why can't everybody just wear the same? It looks like Travis Kelce is going to lead the way. Anyway, here's the big news I wanted to share that you probably did not hear anywhere else about Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce produced a movie, My Dead Friend Zoe. Pretty interesting. Taylor Swift, that's her name. I just saw her. So he produces this movie, My Dead Friend Zoe. I have no idea what it's about. Hollywood is risky. Kelce, somebody else, and Field are using the same strategy to finance a second film. They used tax credits from Joe Biden's infrastructure bill to finance this film. My dead friend Zoe costs less than $10 million. Are the first to take advantage of the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act to finance a film. The Inflation Reduction Act, which was passed in August 2022, marks the single largest investment in climate and energy in American history, enabling America to tackle the climate crisis, advancing environmental justice, securing America's position as a world leader in domestic clean energy manufacturing, and putting the United States on a pathway to achieving the Biden-Harris administration's climate goals, including a net zero economy by 2050. My dead friend Zoe used money generated by green energy entrepreneur Mike Field's sale of surplus tax credit. So what you got out of the climate scam was a movie by Travis Kelce. Is it a good movie? I don't know anybody that's watched it. Then they're going to say that Kelce and what's her name? I forgot already. Are on track to be like the wealthiest too. Yeah, because they're fooling all these young people into green energy and vaccines. Wait till the regret settles in a couple of years. That's all I can say. Unbelievable, really. The scamming going on. And not much good to report. Not really. Republicans impeach Mayorkas over the border after failing to last week. The Republicans, I thought he failed to last week. Well, it's going nowhere. They're already saying that dead on arrival. The parties won't get along. They will, listen to me. This cracks me up. American people, you know, we just want the parties to get along. Why can't they work together? They cannot do it. They can't do it. Because the minute that they do, their fundraising dries up. The minute that the fight ends, the money goes away. The divorce lawyer makes no money if the two parties reconcile. Do you understand that? The divorce lawyer has no interest in seeing you reconcile. I guarantee you go to, you're having problems in your marriage. You go to a counselor and be like, listen, there's lots of stories of people that go through these things and they're able to repair their marriages and you can too. And you'll leave there, at least one party will be leave there optimistic. Then you go talk to the divorce lawyer and say, well, you better be careful of that because if she did it before, she'll do it again. Or if he did it before, he'll do it again. And blah, 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 blah. And scare the hell out of you. What is better for you? Ultimately, you have to decide that. But let's just, I'm using that illustratively. What do we do when it's our country? They'll drink poison, except they don't drink it. We have to drink it. They'll feed us poison to get back at the other side. They'll let our border be wide open just to score political points or create a political opportunity. New York special election for George Santos elected a, you guessed it, Democrat. Another Republican done, talking about flipping more. Well, isn't that great? You just kick him out. Republicans do it too. Kushner says he's not looking to return to the White House. This is not a big story. Who cares? You know, from the Trump family there. But I don't blame him is what I was going to say. I'm out of government too, and I got to tell you, it's a nice feeling. RFK Jr. presidential campaign faces a staff exodus, calling the campaign a mess. Can you believe any of that? No. Is it true? Possibly. I don't know. He seems like a great guy to me. Now, I know not everybody likes him. He's certainly not getting the traction that I had kind of hoped he did. Why is a three-way race so bad? Oh, it just steals votes from Trump. It's going to help elect Biden, blah, 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 blah. I say the more choices, the better. Let them all keep working for it. That's not what they want. They want a monopoly on it. What do you think is going to happen with RFK Jr.? Is he going to ride this race to the end? Is he going to bow out at some point? Is he going to bow out and endorse Trump? It's going to be crazy till the end. Really crazy. The attacks on Biden from within. So there have been, do I have the number here? No. 5 Marines recently died. You heard about that. There's been, I think, 186 casualties from the recent attacks in the Middle East. Just by comparison, I think there was only about 300 KIA in the entire Gulf War. So what you're witnessing over there right now, at least on the death scale, is approaching the scale of the Gulf War. Where does it end? That's what I want to know. Anyway, they say most of these casualties from the recent attacks are from brain injuries, from IEDs causing traumatic brain injuries. As somebody who's had one, several really, but the worst one being recently, I'm telling, many other people say this is like the worst injury. I wish it on nobody, absolutely nobody. This is a Wall Street Journal article. I could not believe I was reading this. This has got to scare the living bejesus out of everybody. You say this stuff is conspiracy theory. I just talked about it, I think, on Wednesday, this cloud seeding. This is coming out of the Wall Street Journal. Scientists resort to once unthinkable solutions to cool the planet. Let me start with my question that I always ask. Who are these scientists that they're referring to? Where are all these scientists that supposedly are reporting into the Wall Street Journal that they know the answers that we don't? Cloud seeding is one of them. It's crazy what they want to do. That they want to cool the planet. Why don't they just leave the planet alone? You say, the cloud seeding's not real. It's just a right-wing conspiracy theory. The loonies. There it is right there in the Wall Street Journal. That the quote, the as long as the scientists do it, you know, it's good. People, this is where the common sense is lost, right? If I say to you, let me tell you a story about the government's plan to inject everyone with DNA, you get shut down. If I'm going to do a novel series, you know, then I could do it all I want as long as you label it differently. Here's the Wall Street Journal adding complete legitimacy to the cloud seeding. All prior to that, it was all totally illegitimate. There was nobody added that level of legitimacy to it. You can only walk away from that and see the cloud seeding is completely real based on that. Apple of their eye. This is what I wanted to mention on the George Santos thing. Yep, the Washington Examiner having a grand old time with this. Apple of their eye. Red dominoes could start to fall with Santos special election. Wow. What did I want to say about this? I would say to you, everybody should just run as Democrats. Just look, the Republican Party is worthless as it is. Just fold it up. Stop giving any political donations. If I run, I'm running as a Democrat. I'd do the same. I know not everybody's going to agree with me on this. If you think that you're going to get out and run a campaign based on the truth, you really want me to comment on that? I look at what John Fetterman did. I'm like, this is just classic to me. Absolutely classic. I don't even know what to say about it. All I'm telling you is I'd go out there and hit all the liberal talking points. Oh, yeah, I'm all for reparations. That would be my opener. I am going to fight harder than anybody has ever fought for reparations. And then once I get in office, then I'm going to launch the surprise. Reparations for the dead Union soldiers' families, morons. How do you like it? This is how we need to play the game. You want to spend? You need to dump money? Well, dump it in the hands of our veterans that deserve it. Run as a Democrat. That's all I'm telling you. Just get rid of the Republican Party is worthless, at least in this area. John, this is what I want to talk about. So let me get this teed up here while I'm talking about this. Oh, are you kidding me? I got to copy and paste this while I'm trying to talk. This is where my sloppiness catches up with me here on the show. But listen, it's ad-free. So that should be a good thing, right? As long as it's ad-free, I don't know what anybody would have to complain about. So John Stewart, I'm not really sure what the story is on this, but I guess he got let go or something like that. He comes back to The Daily Show, and what are the numbers here? They say that Comedy Central brought in the total for the night at 1.85 million voters. The final 10 weeks of Noah's term as host after he announced he would depart averaged 400,000 nightly viewers. Prior to the writer's strike in May, a series of guest hosts averaged about 400,000 viewers. Also, The Daily Show resumed in mid-October after writers secured a new contract. The average fell to a little under 300. So they bring in Jon Stewart, and all of this kind of goes. Here he is getting started. The show's going to get pumped up. One of the things that I noticed is that they had this TDS logo playing in there. And isn't that Trump Derangement Center? Am I missing a piece of that? I don't really know. This is their show, and I want to be a little bit careful that we don't steal from them. But it says TDS in the bottom, really. My name is John.
Now, where was I? I'm very excited.
So I'll just give you my take on this as a broadcaster. I don't know how anybody watches. And nothing wrong with what he said here, the way he handled it. I actually thought it was pretty smooth. My name is John Stewart. It's good to be back. Listen to what he says.
Good to see you guys. Good to see you guys. Why am I back? You may be asking yourselves. It's a very reasonable question. I have committed a lot of crimes.
That was actually funny, I thought. Very funny. If I find myself answering for why I got fired from my Greek government job, that's what I'm going to say. I committed a lot of crimes. I accomplished a lot of things. Those are crimes in today's government.
Are granted immunity, so it doesn't...
Yeah, I didn't get granted immunity either, bro.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, but take it up with the founders. I don't know. We're going to have so much we're going to talk about this year. Obviously, the elections. Maybe we'll talk about...
Going to talk about the elections. Maybe we'll talk about China. He's got a pretty good shtick going here. Here we go. Let's talk. We hear what he says about the Super Bowl.
Gentleman in the crowd who's delighted that Kansas City won. It was really, sadly, a lose-lose for real America.
What's real America?
Kansas City Chiefs are world champions, which means the decades-long plot in which Travis and Taylor brainwash America into getting routine vaccinations is complete. But it was really kind of a no-win.
So it's really very interesting what he just did there. You see that? This comedy. You know, convince. Yeah, it's the truth.
For conservatives, I mean, if the Chiefs lost, who wins? The People's Communist Republic of Gay Pelosi Stan. It's almost like the right's ridiculous obsession with politicizing every aspect of American life ruins everything.
So that comment, I thought, was phenomenal. The right's desire to control everything, isn't that what he said? Has ruined everything. Well, was it conservatives that dressed Travis Kelce up as a girl? Is it conservatives who thought that bringing the singer in at the end of the season was a good idea? Was it conservatives who said, you know, let's fix the game so that only Kansas City can win? I don't know. this guy is very interesting. And by the way, the one piece that I think everybody misses from this is that he comes back after the writer's strike is over. So this guy delivers this stuff, but he's not creating it like I do. What does that mean? It means that absolutely none of it, zero, zilch, not one second of it, is real or genuine. Everything about this guy is fake. You can see that he's acting up there. He gets up there and he's drawing the circle. I know you didn't see that. The crowd's going. It's like they're in a nightclub. Yeah, John Stewart. Yeah. Where was I? And then he comes out with this, you know, well thought out joke bit, you know, tying it into bashing. You know, why don't Republicans? Why don't they like Taylor Swift? Why don't they like Travis Kelce? The only people that I see talking about all that is the liberal media, and it's very sinister what they're doing. Like, well, look at how conservatives hate this. I'm like, I didn't hear anybody say that. Matter of fact, I know plenty of conservatives that were watching, rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs, and just ignored the Kelce crap. And all that stuff, including his comments, is doing nothing but riling people up, drawing attention to something. They don't care whether you watch the Super Bowl angry, sad, mad. Doesn't matter to them as long as your eyes are glued in there. Travis Kelce dressed up as a girl. I better check this out. Anyway, good luck to Jon Stewart with his 1.85 million viewers. I don't believe the number. How do they really know? How do they know? Does anybody know? Maybe they have some ability to know, but I don't think they know with cable TV. It's like with the radio. They're putting out numbers that they do not know. And you ever hear the Nielsen ratings? This is what they used to use for radio years. I used to look at it. It's all phony. They say they're guessing. They're lying. They're not going to tell the advertisers, look, there's really nobody watching this crap anymore. The media has become so fragmented with all these video sites and all this. You have so many choices now. You have, if you want to entertain yourself, you can go on YouTube. You can go on Twitter. You can go on Gab. There's a ton of, I just saw another social media site starting up. People aren't watching TV. Not much of it. Car slams into an Austin hospital, leaving one dead and five injured. This is pretty horrific what happened. Cars are dangerous. They say that they don't suspect that there was any intention to do anything wrong. How are they determining that? Who hops out of the car and says, ah, gotcha? I don't think it ever goes like that. Oh, geez, I'm so sorry. I mean, there's another one for you. I've often said, you could burn down your house, and you walk out of the house and walk down the street, and you come back in the fire department saying, okay, your house was on fire. What happened? Oh, my God. Did I forget to turn the stove off? And they would set up a GoFundMe for you. You say, screw that. I didn't want the place anymore. I'd burn it right down. Well, you're going to go to jail for that. That becomes arson. Kind of funny when you think about it, right? Now, don't get any great ideas. You know, there is criminal negligence. I'm no lawyer. I'm not giving legal advice to you. My recommendation would be that you don't burn down anything. Let me just make sure I say that very plainly in case anybody was a little confused. Yesterday, I mentioned about the Marine reaching out to me, and he was kind of funny. He said, and I'm not going to kill my dog. My wife would kill me. And it's you've heard me talk. If you're going to own a pit bull, you need to be prepared to kill it. Let me just give a proper disclaimer. We love our dogs deeply. They're so pampered. It's not even funny, including the pit bull, who I'm probably closest with. I don't know. She's close to all of us. She's very lovable to us. It's you that she's not going to be lovable to. Anyway, I can't see myself ever killing any dog, and I never have, by the way. But if she bit my daughter, I would. And she just needs to know that, so we're on the same page. Trump on pace to drain legal funds by July with only $27 million left. You know what that is? That's the media helping Trump with his fundraising efforts so that they can put the money back to the media. That's the way I see it anyway. Biden had his worst week. Then Trump made him look competent. You know why they're saying this? Because of Trump's comments about NATO. Did you hear about this? Trump said, they said that Trump said that the... Just listen to the lunacy of that. If you talk in simple terms the way real people talk, that's what you say. They said that Trump said none of it's true. That should be your first indication that it's a bunch of bunk that you're getting whispered down the lane. Listen to it personally. What did Trump really say? He said, hey, we shouldn't be defending these countries that aren't paying their fair share. Lo and behold, I saw a map of it. It's like half of Europe or more that's not paying their fair share into this defense fund. And meanwhile, we're carrying the largest share. Why do we keep doing that? Well, so we can be in control. That's what the swamp like. They don't mind paying the bill. The swamp, the leadership of Wanda, they're like, no, no, this is good. You want to be paying more. Yeah. You know what I want? Peace. Let me bring everybody home. Anyway, Biden had his worst week. Then Trump made him look competent. This was all just a lie spin. Beautifully done. Biden comes out. Yeah, Trump's a dangerous guy. I'm not whatever I am. He's incompetent. All right. Listen to this a second. Let me see if I can get this teed up properly here. Oh, let me be careful. Yeah, you got to listen to this. This is really fantastic. This is a Trump interview on 60 Minutes.
Walk out of a store, and he's walking with an ice cream. And the question the media asked him.
So I think this began, it's not shown here. She said, Leslie Stahl asks Trump in the 60 Minutes interview, are you going to be okay with tough questions or something like that? And Trump starts complaining. He's like, why are you asking me tough questions? All you ask Biden is
What flavor ice cream do you have? And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking, he's of course not. He is. No.
That's the part I wanted to play right there. Let me go back. He says, listen to this. He says, look, unfair.
And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking,
he's
of course
not.
He is. No.
That's the part that I hate. He's not. He's not in a scandal. What scandal? I don't know. The laptop, the Russia collusion, spying on Trump.
Come on.
Of course he is. It's the biggest, second biggest scandal. So, the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
Well, there's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
There's no evidence at all. This, I can't play it anymore. I'm just going to get ticked off, and you're not going to like the way I react to that. Let's share a little personal story with you a second. I'm just going to go ahead and say the name, okay? Because I think it's fair fodder at this point. I really don't care. Whatever the body count is, whatever the casualties, I can't really worry about it. I told you the other day, I get a call from the station down there, WWDB, and a wonderful phone call, by the way. And the guy I'm speaking to, he references this local guy. Do I want to mention his name? I'm going to just leave it out. How's that for right now? And anyway, this guy's like a big little name around Philadelphia. I'm not really buying it. I see some of them. I'm like, this guy's fooling a lot of people. When I first started listening to him on the radio, it was pretty funny, pretty energetic, and I kind of liked it, okay? And then I started listening. I'm like, I don't know. This guy, I think, is just a party mouthpiece was my feeling. Anyway, around the time that what was her name? It was the Senate race here in Philadelphia. It was Kathy Barnett. It was when Trump stepped in. Kathy Barnett was campaigning. She had run before. She had Trump's support. She goes in there, and Trump did it. They yanked the carpet out from under her, and they put Oz in there. Now, people say, oh, too bad. All's fair in love, war, and politics. Yeah, she put a lot of energy into fighting for Americans, fighting for our district to do the right thing. Nobody around here even knows who Oz was. I was wildly critical of this, and I was pissed, if you remember. They treated her wrong. She's a good woman. I've met her several times. I know her personally. I don't necessarily agree with everything. I don't stand with her on everything, but I support her on pretty much everything she says all the same. I didn't agree with what Trump did there. Anyway, I call into this guy's show on the radio, and I'm expressing my and I'm getting the same kind of, no, what do you mean, no. And I said, listen, why don't you go look at what Andrew Torba just posted on Gab? And he goes, I don't know who that is. And I said, I find that hard to believe. He was giving me the same crap as Leslie Stahl was just giving Trump. And I said to him, I said, I find that hard to believe. And you know what he did? He hung up on me. I'm going to say his name, Rich Zeoli here in Philadelphia. The guy calls me. I was like, the guy's got zero integrity. Zero. And let me just tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you, this is my fire, my passion. If you have no integrity, you better stay the hell out of my way. That's what I'm going to tell you. Don't even come around me. If that guy, I'm going to see him again sometime, I guarantee you. Hey, how you doing? I'm Rich. I'm not even going to shake his hand. I have no time for you. You have no integrity. You're just a party hack. I'm sitting here. He's trying to get you to give your hard-earned money to the Republican Party. I'm telling you, don't waste it. That's the difference between him and I. It's not because I don't agree with the cause. I do more than him. The truth of it is he's going to cut me off of the radio show. He didn't know who I was. It's okay. Nobody knows who I am. Yeah, I got to go. Click. Well done. We'll see when that comes around. I don't know. I just save it in my little box. I have no time for it. I have no time. No, he's not. There's no evidence. What do you mean? The dead Marines in Afghanistan. Everything went well. He's the largest humanitarian. Yeah. and more lies. And they sit there, what do you mean? Let me drag you down to some of these godforsaken places and see how you're giggling then. Anything else I want to add to that? I think it would be a good time to stop. As far as ignoring the truth, you'll be happy to know that the White House confirms that there will be no cognitive test for Joe Biden's upcoming physical exam. No, he's fine, because no expert has said that he's not. That lawyer guy who put it in, he's not a psychologist. He's not qualified to say that. And you're not qualified to have an opinion about it either. I saw the headline. Face it, Biden's not going away. I'd be shocked if Trump makes it to the White House. I didn't say when. I don't think it matters. I don't even know what that means anymore, really, at this election system that we have. I don't know what anything means anymore. Yes, I do. I'm kidding about that. Hey, that's it for today. We made it through. Hope you'll enjoy these stories. A little bit of enlightenment, a little bit different perspective on the world than you're going to get from CNN, that's for sure, or anybody else, really. God willing, we'll be back Monday. I don't have any plans not to be right now, so Monday it is. We'll be back live on the radio show. If you want to check that out, projectchaos.org, 1600 hours, Monday afternoon, your ride home. You can listen live stream on the WWDB website there. The links are on my website, projectchaos.org. I appreciate you giving it a visit. Sign up for my email list. Check out the radio show. We'll have the podcast up soon. I'll be back on Monday. Hope to see you there. Make it a great weekend.